This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Huntsville is Alabama's third largest city, but it's projected to surpass Montgomery and Birmingham in the coming years. The city grabbed headlines a few months ago when it landed a prized $1.6 billion Toyota Mazda plant. Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle says he can expand that kind of growth to the entire state, and that's why he's running for governor. In the latest of our gubernatorial interviews, the Republican candidate tells me what he would do.
You know, we worked off of our bases. We worked off of our strengths. And we can see the same thing happening in all areas of the state. Work off of our strengths. We're just in Mobile. And we were talking in Mobile, and the shipbuilding industry is huge down in Mobile. And, you know, we can piggyback off of it. We went to Airbus while we were in Mobile, and Airbus is putting together components to put together huge jets. And all those components are coming from overseas. So what would happen if all of a sudden we started making maybe that fuselage, which is has a wiring harness in it and has an insulation in it, and we started doing that production in Mobile? That would add to the base of our industrial base.
When I think about the economy in North Alabama, one of the things that the Huntsville area benefits from is a lot of federal dollars, either directly through institutions like Redstone Arsenal or indirectly through contractors. And I could hear someone say in Wilcox County think,
sure,
that's great, but we don't have that asset.
Yeah. Every community has something that is an economic springboard for them. Look here in Birmingham, UAB is an economic springboard. Mobile has the port. That's an economic springboard for them. And the aeronautics business, Dothan has a medical school, which is a springboard for them. Every community has something that we can work off of. And you have to work off of your strengths.
Your campaign site, you say you want to create an environment that reduces the number of students in the classroom and let teachers teach.
One of the most important things that we have to do is we have to make sure that we have a great education system. That's square one. You have to check that off before you can ever do any economic development. You got to have an accountability in your school system. Accountability means that you test at the front end, you test at the back end, you make sure that you get a year's worth of advancement out of a year's worth of education and instruction. You've also got to make sure that your schools are red. You know that we have all the technical ideas that you have to have. We put in digital education. We put in started coding in second grade. We started doing some things that, you know, a lot of people say, why would you worry about a digital education? I mean, if you work at McDonald's, you work at Walmart today, you're working on a computer system. Those are very important for us to be able to move into that 21st century workforce.
Well, if you look at the state of Alabama in terms of health indicators, be it obesity, infant mortality, it doesn't do very well.
Right.
We also have issues around, say, access to health care in rural areas.
Sure.
Do you see any role for the state in tackling those issues?
You know, we're going to have to start looking outside the box. We can't continue to do what we've been doing and be successful at it. Rural health care is one of the most important things that we're looking at. Dothan put together the School of Osteopathic Medicine and started training their own rural doctors. Some of those practices, which are kind of outside the box thinking, is what we've got to look for the future medicine of the future. And, you know, and we've got to make sure that our hospitals, that our doctors and hospitals get the reimbursement that is the moderate and the mean throughout the nation, and don't get penalized for having too efficient an operation. That has happened time and time again with Medicaid, and it really has the end result has been it's closed down some rural hospitals that are very important to us.
Would you ever consider expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act?
You know, the first thing you've got to do is governor is make sure that you spend within your means. And that's the big question. Where is the money and do you have the money to do it? You know, our first act is going to be in the first 90 days. We're going to start a forensic audit of the state's funds. We need to know where we are. We've heard many a times that Montgomery needs more money than we hear from others that Montgomery doesn't have a budget problem, has a spending problem. So let's find out where we are. And then let's take it out to the people and let the people see. There's some transparency agency, we can show them exactly where we are, where their tax dollar is and where it's being spent and where it's coming in from. Once you get to that stage, then you can make decisions on some of the other aspects of spending, because a lot of people can say, we'll spend this, we'll spend that, but unless you have the money, you can't do that.
Tommy Battle is a Republican candidate for governor. You can hear more from Battle, including his thoughts on infrastructure and ethics, later today at our website, wbhm.org.